the 18th chapter is a picture of Babylon the Great, and it's repeated twice that Babylon is fallen, and has become the habitation of demons. Now, what is this Babylon the Great? In the 16th chapter to which we had come, we see introduced again these seven last plagues, and one of them is said to fall upon the capital city, or the site, the seat of this beast power that is ruling the world at that time. Now let's get the picture as to exactly where we are. John is writing in about 91-92 A.D. He's writing of a future fall of Babylon. He said in verse 8 of chapter 14, Babylon is fallen, that language is repeated twice in the book of Revelation. Why does it say is fallen? Because Babylon fell once in the past, and it is going to fall again. That great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. It talks about the mark of the beast, the symbol of the beast, the number of his name. And it talks about the wrath of God being poured out upon Babylon. Now, ancient Babylon was named as a result of the building of one of the first cities in all of the history of humankind, clear back in the book of Genesis when the Table of Nations is mentioned in the 10th chapter. And you'll begin to find a man identified as the world's first hunter. And to this day, people still use the name Nimrod to speak in the vernacular of a hunter or a fisherman. Clubs that are called Nimrod Club and so on, because Nimrod, it said, was a mighty hunter. Well, Nimrod organized society to protect themselves against the ravages of wild animals, and he began to build walled villages and cities. Babylon, or Babel, was one of the very first. What did the word mean? The word meant confusion. The word Babylon is synonymous with confusion. Now, the ancient Sumerian, the ancient Chaldean, and the Babylonian empires are all pretty much synonymous. The great city of Babylon, as it became finally, ruled over the entire known world during the day of Nebuchadnezzar, Nabonidus, and then finally Belshazzar, and maybe several other kings in between, during the time of Daniel. And it was responsible for carrying into captivity the Jewish race for a 70-year captivity, well documented in the Bible and in history. Babylon was overthrown by the Persian Empire under Darius the Mede and Cyrus the Great in about 539, in October of 538 or 539, some people argue over the date, but approximately 539 B.C. Now here's John writing about the future fall of Babylon, when for approximately 632 years, Babylon has been nothing but rubble, has been absolutely uninhabited, nothing but a fearsome place with jackals and owls and birds of the night, the Arabs superstitious about it, even afraid to go there. Today, it is a tourist attraction. People can go outside of the modern-day capital of the nation of Iraq. They can go down from Baghdad and find the ancient ruins of Babylon. They can see the little structure that is called Birs Nimrud, that is a partial tower that some people equate with the Tower of Babylon, which I frankly doubt, but nevertheless, some historians believe. And there are nothing but empty stone shards and fragments of walls and columns and certain old artifacts there in a museum of the utterly destroyed rubble that had already been sitting there in the desert sands, uninhabited, for about 632 years until the time of this prophecy of the book of Revelation. Now, the prophecy was given in about 91 or 92 A.D., and here we are, clear down in the 1980s, 1,910 years approximately or so. No, not quite. Let's see. 1,900 and some years. Almost 2,000 years beyond that time. So we are now about 2,600 years beyond the time of the original collapse and the destruction of the city of Babylon. And here are biblical prophecies talking about Babylon that is yet to fall. Now, what is the meaning of the city Babylon? The city is used to characterize the entire system that is called the beast. Babylon, the system, is the political, governmental, economic, and military system called Babylon the Great, meaning the beast power that is coming to rule over the Western world in the time ahead of us. Notice in the 17th chapter, there is a great beast. I've got to skip ahead a little bit here and then come back to the 16th chapter and the seven last plagues to get you in the picture as to where we are. In chapter 17 and verse 1, it said, "There came one of the seven angels which had the seven vials and talked with me, saying, Come hither, and I will show you the judgment of the great whore that sits upon many waters." A great whore, a type of a great woman who is a fallen woman, or a lady of the evening, as they say, of course, facetiously. That it says, sitteth upon many waters, means rules over many nations of people, with whom the kings of the earth have committed fornication. That's intercourse among and between nations, organizationally, politically, economically, spiritually, etc. And the inhabitants of the earth have been made drunk, that spiritual drunkenness, with the wine, Greek word oinos, of her fornication. Now, it showed in verse 3, he said he saw a woman sitting upon a scarlet-colored beast, full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand, full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. And upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Now, if you want the real information from history, from dozens of sources, go to a Bible bookstore and get yourself a copy of a book called The Two Babylons by Hislop, H-I-S-L-O-P. This is a book that is used as a reference work in hundreds and hundreds of theological seminaries, in college theology libraries all around the United States. It is a very accurate, thoroughly researched, well-done book. It's been out now for many, many years. Of course, it's on the blacklist of one great church. You'll not find it there. But in Protestant bookstores, you're likely to find it, or you can write to the publisher if you can determine who it is. Maybe I can tell you if you write to me. But in any event, it's called The Two Babylons, and the very fact that I'm dealing now with a future prophetic overthrow of this Babylon, of the daughter of Babylon, of this woman that sits on the beast that is called Mystery, Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and abominations of the earth, you need to understand what is that system. Where did it come from? Is it still extant today? Is the Babylonish mystery religion that began with ancient Nimrod and his mother wife, Semiramis, that featured a Madonna and child, that had to do with various sex symbols, believe it or not, including the Easter lily, including the rabbit, including the symbol of an egg, which is the symbol of life and fertility, which was to decorate various symbols at the time of the Saturnalia of the Roman orgies in the winter time, or the winter solstice, now called the Mass of Christ, or Christ Mass by Christian people. Is the ancient religion, which featured the Yule log and the story of the little evergreen tree that sprang up overnight from the fallen trunk of now dead Nimrod, who allegedly was supposed to have been resurrected, is all of this still extant on this earth today? Is the ancient system that made a religion out of mysteries, languages people don't understand, liturgies, ceremonies, all sorts of sanctimonious parading around, and people look in mesmerization at all of this pomp and splendor, and they wonder, what does it mean? Why should eggs and flies decorate the interior of one of the greatest basilicas and greatest religious temples on the face of the earth? You ought to read that book. And I didn't write it. I've never met Mr. Hislop. For all I know, he was dead long before I was born. I'm not even sure of the date in which it was published, frankly. I've read the book. I'd have to go back and look at it again to find out when it was published. But I've got a copy, maybe a couple of them, very thoroughly marked up, and have studied a lot of that information, and it gives you other places to go research further. It's called The Two Babylons. Now, Babylon is said to, in the future, yet to be overthrown. You need to know what is going to be overthrown. What does Babylon the Great mean today? The key scriptures are Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28, as well as Isaiah 47, that talks about the daughter of Babylon, who is to lay her yoke upon the people of Israel. And I remind you that the time of the Great Tribulation is called Jacob's Trouble, or the trouble, the national calamity to come upon the people of Israel. This system is not going to be friendly toward the United States. The Babylonish mystery religion and the economic system of the beast power that will operate at the behest of and under the control of this woman who sits astride the beast are to rise in Europe. It is to become a conglomerate of 10 nations, that explains the 10 heads. It is to be ruled over by a great harlot-like woman, and that's talking about a great false religion, a great false church that is called Babylon, mystery religion, and it's talking about a woman that is called the mother of harlots. That's kind of an interesting commentary that you might want to puzzle over for a while and wonder where in the world can you find a great church that has daughters. But if you look in Isaiah 47, you will find out. It says, she boasts that she is the Lady of Kingdoms, that she will never know widowhood. Where do you look for a mother church, and where do you look for a fatherland? Take a look at your Bible, study it, look and see what it says. Get some of these reference works and inform yourself and find out what is happening in the world in which you live.